let's start with happy birthday to the great man himself. Good morning, Hen, and happy birthday.
Morning, Saf. Morning, TK. Yes, another day. You're just happy you've woken up.
58, 59?
Something like that.
How many shandies did you have last night?
I had none last night. It wasn't my birthday, and the cricket match doesn't finish till 9:30 p.m. And the time you get back to the hotel, it's 10:30 p.m. Yeah. These night games are terrific, except if you're involved in them.
Yeah, exactly. But pretty good predicament, mate. We'll deal with that before we get to that fascinating contest or amount of innings we saw from the Aussies at Manuka. But pretty good fight back from New South Wales against South Australia.
Mate, the pitch is doing something. It's seaming around a bit. It's also spinning. So our score on the first day was pretty good. In fact, I thought it was 70 or 80 over par. We got more than we probably should have. And we bowled well yesterday. Dropped a couple of catches, must be said. But we bowled pretty well. And young Charlie Stovo on debut picked up a few handy ones. And his dad, former blue bag player Richard, was down there to see it. So it was kind of nice. So, yeah, we've played well, got to bat well today because the pitch is still giving the bowlers plenty.
Nathan Lyon got a few wickets. Good to see for Australian cricket, but also good for Nathan's confidence.
Oh, yeah, and bowl well. Bowl without luck, probably, but it was good having him there with our very young attack that we've got in this particular match. So good to have Nathan bowling well with a pink ball on a pitch giving a bit of turn, and then South Australia got lots of left-handers, so that'll be good for the next innings.
Certainly will. Now, we're noticing that Doug Bollinger's out. Is he out injured at the moment, and as is Trent Copeland?
Copeland's got a finger.
Trent Copeland broke his finger in the final few overs down Hobart last week, dropping a catch off Doug Bollinger with the second year ball. Damaged it quite badly. Mm-hmm. So he's out for probably 6 weeks for the right index finger injury, which is the worst possible one for a right-hand bowler.
Yep.
And Doug's got a bruised heel. You know, that's...
We used to play on with those in our day, Henry.
Yeah, of course. It was much easier to play in black and white TV. poor colour and commentary.
Yeah.
Front foot landing... Yeah. Bruised heel, you know, they are nasty little things. I mean, you can't see the injury, but it's pretty tough when you're banging your front foot down all the time. So it was a bit of touch and go whether Doug would play, but we decided to not take that risk. So, I mean, that's a 2 or 3 week, he'll be back. But, just didn't want to take a risk with the old boy.
New South Wales lead by 48 runs with 9 wickets remaining with a couple of days' play. So terrific. Want to go to Manuka Oval if we possibly can. Luckily, I'd like to play two up against him or a coin game against him because Williamson, I don't know how he came up with we'll bat first, and then he had to witness one of the most impressive onslaughts we've ever seen from the likes of Dave Warner, Smith, Travis Head, and then Mitchell Marsh to finish them off, Henry.
Yeah, well, Baker Oval, since they've relayed the ground there, the pitch is an absolute beauty. It used to be a pretty flat where you're good to bat on, but it used to get pretty low and slow.
Yeah.
But now it's just a wonderful batting wicket. And when you get in against that that white ball, you can stack up the runs pretty quickly. And Dave Warner's been in pretty good nick. Steve Smith failed to get another 100. Pretty disappointing, only getting 70-odd.
yes.
But and then they finished. They looked like they were going to get about 320. And then Mitchell Marsh decided that he'd see how far he could hit the ball.
Yeah, he did. They lobbed him up nicely for him. Now, we saw Pat Cummins back. He got 4 wickets. Unsurprisingly, he looked better in this game than he did in the first game, and maybe that's down to the fact that he's done some competition match bowling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he was trying a bit too hard, I think, in Sydney on Sunday. You know, back on the big stage and, in front of a big home crowd on Sunday, and I thought he tried too hard. But bowled okay, but just didn't have the rhythm perfectly, and got that one behind him and bowled pretty well. I thought he was going to pick up a 5 for there in that last over. He got the 4, almost got a wicket with his last couple of balls, but pretty impressive stuff from young Patrick. And I think selectors and fans and coaches are all breathing a sigh of relief that he's back out there and doing the business pretty well.
I'm so happy that he's still bending the back and cracking close enough to that 150 mark. You know, he's not trying to conserve himself, Henry. I know it's an ODI, so he's only got a bowl, the shortest spell, but It's so nice to see someone bowling quick.
Yeah, look, I think one he got up to 147, I think, there at one stage. Yeah. I was looking at his rhythm and his bowling. Is he trying too hard? And his rhythm looked terrific.
It did.
He's ticking all those boxes. And as you say, to go any 10 overs, he could go as hard as he likes.
Yeah.
All very, very good for Patrick. And he's worked so hard at it. It's just terrific to see him back.
Are we going to have to see a little bit of less of him just over the next couple of weeks as he sort of plans or they manage him?
They've got another ODI to go. He'll be in the Big Bash.
Yeah.
He'll probably play some second 11 for New South Wales, get some multi-day cricket under his belt. And they'll be reassessing in late January. Obviously, they've got another ODI series before Australia go away. And maybe into Sheffield Shield after Big Bash. So he's ticking all the boxes at the moment. It could be by the time we get to mid-February, he's back on full rations, which would be kind of nice.
Yeah. And mate, we had a bit of a query earlier. James Pattinson from Victoria, what are you hearing there? How's he travelling? I know he's back playing grade cricket.
Yeah, he's been back bowling quite well, apparently, but not bowling a heck of a lot of overs.
Mm.
So he's still on that ladder as well. He's just taking every rung every week and trying to increase his amount of overs he's bowling. So, yeah, look, he's heading in the right direction. And probably in terms of time, he may be six to eight weeks, maybe 3 months behind where Pat is. It might be by the end of the summer, he might play some Sheffield Shield cricket towards the end of the summer. But he's already had one come back and it's gone awry. Mm. So they've got to be a little bit more patient with him as well.
Yeah, they certainly do. Henry, good luck with New South Wales today. Enjoy your birthday. You're probably heading up the hills for lunch and duck out of the cricket about just after 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon to watch the New South Wales boys get home.
Well, we are batting, so the bowling coach can really get there much later on, evening time. So it'll be lovely.
Go and pick yourself up a couple of bottles of Grange for your birthday.
If I drank red, I probably would.
Good on you, Henry. Thank you for your time this morning, and we'll speak again soon.
All right, gentlemen.
There he is, Jeff Lawson. Happy birthday to him down there in Adelaide with the New South Wales team, who are moving along nicely.
Also, good mate of ours, Mark Geyer. Also,
MG.
MG. Penrith legend.
Big man.
Legend of the Western Reds. He also celebrates his birthday today.
Did he have a crack with the Queensland Crushers?
No.
He didn't? Okay. Maybe get it mixed up with someone
else.
No. You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Mario did.
I know Mario. Maybe I'm getting mixed Mario up.
Didn't enjoy the heat in Brisbane.
That's where the Falcon came from, wasn't it?
Every time I saw him up in Brisbane.
Yeah.
How hot is it here? How hot is it here?
It's hot. That's right.
Yeah, mate,
tot.
It's hot. Oh, God. Got to get some aircon.
Good man, Mario. He's a champion.
A champion.
Champion bloke.
How hot is it here? And that was winter. Right? That was winter time. 13:53:53. Happy birthday to our very own Jeff Lawson and also Mark Geyer.